The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, the summertime is often portrayed as a time of carefree family fun, but for many parents, the pressure to make it all magical can just be overwhelming. Michelle Flynn is with me now in the studio, psychotherapist and founder of On Cree Beag. Hello, Michelle.
Hi, Claire. Good morning.
How many weeks are we into the summer holidays now? Is this week two? Feels like week four.
I was going to say I've lost track. Are we not on week six yet?
It feels a little bit like that. But people do feel under a little bit of pressure to make memories at this time of the year. And are you telling us that we should back away from that pressure a little?
Yeah, I mean, I'd say people feel under a lot of pressure, really, Claire. I mean, you know yourself from the school gate. It's all chat about what are you doing? What camps are your kids going to? Like, it's become this thing now where there's a pressure to make the whole of the summer feel magical. You know, this idea that we can kind of manufacture this magical summer, this magical childhood. And it's just not realistic, given the fact that most parents are working. They're trying to juggle working and being present there, being at home with their kids, you know, the guilt that comes with it. Some kids want to be in camps, some kids don't want to be in camps. It's just this constant juggle. And I think the reality is that the school system is not set up really to cater for how we're living now as families.
With the long time off over the summer. Although it is great for them to get a break, because I always feel when you come to that time of the year at the end of June, they need to stop and take a pause.
Completely. I mean, they're absolutely knackered by the end of the school year, you know, and everybody needs a break. I think it's the intensity, the build up, everything that happens right before the summer holidays start, you know, and it's even, I mean, you can even hear kids talking about it, like, where are you going on your holidays? Where are you? Which camp are you doing? All of this, and all of this, I mean, adds a financial pressure to families that are already struggling. And, you know, even just like going on social media, scrolling through pictures, seeing what other families are doing, it just compounds that feeling like we're not doing enough as parents.
We have to keep an eye as well on how we see those things, because a lot of them will have hashtag ad at the end. And of course, they're going to look like the perfect day out at the beach or at the park or wherever. And they are constructed, manufactured content that is not real.
No, it's absolutely not real. And I mean, like, I don't know what it was like for you, Claire, but the summer holidays for me were about going outside, playing on the green, calling in for my pals. Do you know, we might have got down to Wicklow for a holiday or whatever it was, but there wasn't this intense pressure. Do you know, kids had a lot more freedom. We were living in a different time. Mm-hmm. Families had more support around them. All of those things don't happen anymore. And I think this is really, and also I think that sense of, you know, we're living with this productivity mindset. We're almost trying to optimize now the summer holidays to get every last bit of out of it for the kids and for ourselves. But I mean, it's just not realistic for families. And it creates this sense of we're not doing enough, and this mom guilt, you know, that we hear so much about, that parents not feeling like they're doing enough in work, not feel like they're doing enough at home, never winning, always feeling like we're failing. And it's just that vicious cycle that we end up in.
Well, let's find out what our listeners think about this.
Yeah,
087 1400 106. If you feel like you're under pressure to create magical moments in the summer holidays, do get in touch with us. One listener says the school holidays are far too long in Ireland, 6 weeks of summer holidays in the UK, and it is plenty long. Well, then you get to secondary school, of course,
and it's the 3 months.
It's an extra month on there. So what should we be doing then? Should we just allow them to be a bit more free range?
I really do think it comes back to the expectations and the pressure that we're putting on ourselves, right? Because all of this doing, going, optimizing, it puts us into our stress response. It makes us more anxious. And the more anxious we are, the more we are going to actually not be present. We're going to miss those lovely moments with our kids. Like, you know, the panic, even to get out to the beach or to get out to the park. It's like, have we got the sandwiches? Have we got this? Are we going to be back in time for, you know, and all of that leaves us in our stress response. And when we're in that fight or flight, we actually cannot be present and be with our children. And, you know, research has shown children don't remember the activities that we do. They remember the felt sense of how those experiences landed in their bodies. So they remember the moments that we listen to them. They remember the, you know, that maybe sitting out in the back garden with a picnic. They remember that feeling of safety more than they actually remember what parents were doing or what the activity was. So if we as parents can give ourselves enough grace, enough leniency to be able to just chill out a bit, take the pressure off, we'll actually be able to show up for our children in the way that we want to. Mm-hmm. So it's just being mindful, I think, of
how
we're...
So you can be at home at the in the house doing nothing, really.
Absolutely.
And they might appreciate it more.
Yeah, completely. And like, we don't let kids get bored anymore. And boredom is so important. It's important, like, for brain development, for creativity, for imagination. Like, kids are supposed to get bored.
I'm smiling because I was having this conversation last night. I know you have nothing to do tomorrow, but that's good. It wasn't going down very well, but anyway, I tried.
No, but you know what? You're bang on. And it's like teaching children how to rest. We don't teach children how to rest, how to do nothing, how to just be. Like, we're teaching them, come on, get your socks on, get going, we're going to be late. Well, that's definitely in my house anyway. But we need to model for our children how to experience rest and do nothing, and show them through experience that that's okay too. Mm-hmm. You know,
let's find out what our listeners are saying.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people put themselves under the pressure of traveling abroad over the summer holidays. I think a holiday in Ireland where I can pack everything into the car, shorten it if things aren't working out, lengthen it if things are going well. I might take the ferry to the UK or to Scotland, but as somebody who traveled a lot and used the airport, my idea of hell will be bringing people through the airport, especially when you hear about high temperatures abroad this summer. Well, we heard that from Mike, whose holiday lasted about 2 hours a little earlier before they were asked to leave the campsite when the fire ripped through. Another, this is so true. I hate the chats at the school gate. It's pure guilt trip stuff. Talks about Lapland trips and safaris, super expensive camps. Parents can that can stay at home all summer. It's just relentless. And the working parents can feel that stress as well. You know, if you're not off for the whole summer, you can feel guilty about that, can't you?
Absolutely. And I mean, the reality is, Claire, as you know, most households now need two working parents. Do you know? I mean, even trying to apply for a mortgage, you need two working parents. So it's not possible to have one parent at home all the time. And I think what we're doing now is like we're trying to fit a square peg into a round hole. We're not set up for that. And the expectation, and children kind of, I mean, I find myself getting pulled into this as well. Do you know, we moved house this year, so we're not going abroad. Now, we're very lucky. My husband's a teacher and he's off, and we have, somewhere else to go. But like, you know, even I was saying to myself, God, you know, the kids aren't going to get away. And all their friends, they were asking me, you know, when are we going away on our holidays? And I'm thinking, we've already been away on holidays. So easy to get pulled into that.
Mm-hmm. And does that spill into relationships then as well, that pressure?
Yeah, it does. I mean, when we're putting ourselves under any kind of pressure, and like, think about it, like what school does, it provides that routine, that structure for children. Everybody knows where they're supposed to be at a certain time. And when the summer holidays comes, all of that comes crashing down, and we're sort of trying to scramble to kind of make this manufactured fun. And then, of course, you're going to end up with parents who are at loggerheads, who's collecting, who's dropping, you know, trying to manage two careers. It's just completely nonsensical. And I think we really need to start looking at the support that's available for families over the summer, and to maybe even think about spacing out the holidays. You know, having these big blocks might not necessarily fit now with how families and how society is set up.
Right, here's a frustrated mammy who's been in touch. My children wake up every morning and they say, what are we doing today? And when I say staying at home, they whinge. I work 4 days a week. I have my niece who has no car minding them. And apparently this is a travesty. We live rurally and they're stuck, in inverted commas, at home all day. Logically, I know they're being ridiculous, but I do experience mammy guilt. It's very hard to balance it all.
Yeah, it's impossible to balance all. And it feels like we wear this mammy guilt now almost like a badge of honour. Do you know, I wonder if our parents ever felt that mammy guilt. I don't think they did. Do you know, they didn't. And I do think, again, it's because it's the expectation. It's how we're setting things up. And I think for your listener there, Claire, you know, again, to go back to give herself a little bit of grace. She's doing her best. And actually, the most that she can do for those children and for, you know, is for her to give herself a little bit of time, a little bit of support where she can get herself feeling calm and regulated, and even just spending an hour in the garden with them. You know, that's going to be enough if that's all there is to offer. And trusting that they will be able to find their way to some kind of adventures and fun and all of that. Like, kids are resilient and they're resourceful, and boredom is not dangerous. Mm-hmm. In fact, it's actually really important.
Yeah, and I have a listener here who says that they don't do camps in their house. So they have 5 children, 3 teens, 2 younger. They do the odd day out to different places, and other than that, we'll be at home. I don't believe in camps and multiple activities. I believe busy kids can lead to dysregulated adults.
Yeah, I mean, I think it has to be whatever works for your family. You know, like there is no one size fits all. And if that's going to support that listener to feel calm and to be able to be as regulated as she can over the summer, if that's what's working for her, absolutely. For another family, maybe having the structure of the kids in the camps is what's going to work, you know. Mm-hmm. So I think it really is about thinking about what the needs are for your family.
Take it easy on yourself,
Michelle. Take it easy on yourself, Claire. I mean, I'm saying this out loud so that I can remind myself.
I know.
And to not get sucked into that kind of needing to do something, needing to be there. It's okay to just do nothing and the kids will survive.
I'm being made feel very guilty at the moment by my refusal to get a bunny.
Oh,
in
my
our house.
Goodness.
Will you tell me I'm right not to get a bunny?
You're absolutely right, because we got a dog and I had all the promises that the kids were going to do everything for the dog. And of course, it's me doing absolutely everything. And the dog was supposed to bring regulation and calm into our house and it's been nothing. No, complete dysregulation.
Well, we have two dogs and two fish and I'm not bringing a bunny into that situation. Just no. And if you're listening, you're not getting a bunny.
No, and Claire, it's okay to say no, Claire.
Thanks, Michelle. Yes. Thanks for the permission to say
you're
no. I really
welcome.
Appreciate that. Michelle Flynn, psychotherapist and founder of On Creeb Yog. Back after this.
The Claire Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.